Ya du Salihin, is the segment we're busy with. Hadith 437 is the hadith number that we are continuing with. Remember, it is the chapter Babur Raja, the chapter on hope, chapter number 51. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أبو موسى رضي الله عنه narrates that نبي كريم مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم said قال إن الله تعالى يبسط يده بالليل ليتوب مسيء النهار that Allah عز وجل extends his hand at night, his mercy at night, so that the sinner of the day may turn in repentance. وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ And Allah Azza wa Jal extends His hand. Here we have a difference with the Salafis. Salafis say, no, you take the literal meaning, hand. We say, كَمَا يَلِيقُ بِشَأْنِهِ As is in accordance to Allah Azza wa Jal's shan. And if you look at it on this level, so many times we speak figuratively in the Quran Sharif, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned what the Jews said, يَدُلُّ They said Allah's hands is fettered. What does this mean? It means that Allah's hands are chained. So does this mean really the literal meaning? Are you going to take the figurative meaning? The figurative meaning? What did they say? They accused Allah Azza wa Jal and they made these derogatory terms upon Allah Azza wa Jal. They said that Allah is stingy wa na'udhu billahi min dhal. This is what they said. And you know, in Afrikaans, you say, Ye is net suas a yut. You're just like a Jew. So, meaning that Ye is senach as a yut. You're stingy like a Jew. So, this here does not mean when you say, Yadullahi maghloola, Allah's hand is chained. This is not what they meant, that it's literally chained. They took the figurative meaning. So, many times you're going to take the figurative meaning. And there's so many of these examples like this here. So here you're going to say firstly, as is according to the shan, the grandeur of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if you want to take the meaning in its true understanding, then what you're going to say? Allah's mercy extends. Allah's forgiveness extends during the day. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَمُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ At night, Allah's mercy, Allah's forgiveness extends so that He may forgive those who sinned in the day. وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ And Allah Azza wa Jal's hand, if you take the literal. And the figurative, what you're going to say? Allah's forgiveness extends during the day, لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ You sinned last night. Allah Azza wa Jal in the day will forgive you. His forgiveness extends. حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسُ مِن مَغْرِبِهَا Till when will this continue? Until the sun rises from the west. So the sun has not risen from the west as yet. You, O beloved Muslimin, Allah loves when you turn to Him. Chapter 2, verse 222. إن الله يحب التوابين. So turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. In Ramadan, Shaitan was locked up. We made mistakes. A mu'min is not one who does major sins. And when you made those mistakes, Allah was there to forgive you. When Shaitan is out, we make more mistakes. Big, huge sin we do. So we have to turn more. And this is not mentioned just for Ramadan. This is mentioned on a daily basis. This is what it is. We have to turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal's incredible mercy upon the believers and encourages them to seek forgiveness. And we make mistakes, but like they say, you were born to make mistakes. Allah Azza wa Jal created you weak. وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا You were created weak. Insan is created weak. Surah An-Nisa, verse 28. So when we were created weak, we are bound to fall and make. But what's the rule? You fall, you crawl, and you stand tall again. You fall again, you crawl again, you stand tall again. And that's the repetition of life. When Allah Azza wa Jal pushes you far away from His mercy, that does not mean that you're not going to have power. A person who's far away from Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy does not mean that person is going to be sitting without power. Look at Biden, look at all these people, how much of military so-called might they have. But it's little. In the court of Allah, it's nothing. So, what must you do? You must understand well that these trials, tribulations, as well as this fighting of the nafs, because we've just come out of Ramadan. So, this fighting of the nafs, it's a major struggle. And there's major rewards in this. And this too. When we think of sabr, we only tend to think of sabr as in one angle, one light. When a trial, tribulation, look at those four boys who passed away. Allah Azza wa Jal make their maghfirat. They passed away, that the car flew over the Toyota building. And on the roof it was there. So all four passed away on the scene. And you don't know what's going to happen. When, what's going to happen when. So we tend to think that's the only trial and tribulation. Difficulties. Difficulty too is upon your nafs when you're fighting batil. You are fighting evil. Those snares are calling you. The waswasa. It's there. It wants to persuade you to do something. But you say, no, I'm going to turn in a different direction. There is also sabr. Sabrun ala ta'at. Sabr. Then you want to obey Allah Azza wa Jal. You get another one. As-sabru anil ma'asi. Sabr because of you staying, refraining from ma'asiyat. Ma'asiyat. You don't want to commit sin. There is also sabr. So all of this is also considered sabr. And we have to understand it. So it's tolerance. It's a whole collection. You can't just make one translation for it. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us the tawfiq, the understanding to protect ourselves from sin, to go in the correct direction.